Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And the Bible says he opened his mouth and taught them. Matthew 5, verse 6. Matthew 5, 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. The word or the term blessed is translated from the Greek word makarios. The word signifies a state of spiritual well-being, prosperity, joy, happiness that comes from a right relationship with God. And this blessing, which the word makarios includes or shows or describes, is not a temporary one. The blessing is a continuing state. It's continuous. That's why I say blessed, blessed. It's a continuous state or continuing state. It's continuing state of being that is physically, emotionally, psychologically, in all dimensions, and spiritually, it's higher, it's better, it's beyond the normal. Makarios. Historically, from the Greeks, it indicates a happiness, a well-being that is beyond human experience, that is beyond normal human experience. Those who are blessed experience what is alike to a divine nature. This is what the word makarios would evoke in the minds of the Greeks and Jews that Jesus was speaking to. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Of course, when you're blessed, when you're at that level of being in right relationship with God, there's satisfaction in it. Our very own English term, righteousness, is not like the original Hebrew English word, and it's been mingled up, it's been made from two words really, mainly from the Hebrew word and from another Greek word. The Hebrew word, I may not pronounce it properly, I may not pronounce any of them properly, but the Hebrew word is tzedakah, and the Greek word is dikaiosune, dikaiosune. Both of these words convey, shall I say, meanings or concepts or ideas, more than ideas. They just convey justice. They convey generosity, honesty. And these are all ways of describing, ways of relating rightly with others and with God. So righteousness is not just relationship with God, but the words from which they come, the Hebrew and the Greek words from which they come, encompasses both personal holiness and social justice. It refers to a life that is in alignment with God, with God's will, God's character, God's nature. Righteousness means being at right with God in our ways and actions. I like to put it as right with God oneness. You know, you have happiness and all this nessness. So righteousness, right with Godness. Righteousness, being right with God. Righteousness, right with Godness. So that's righteousness. Jesus says, Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. So we have an idea of what righteousness is. What does it mean? What does it mean to you to hunger and thirst? To hunger and thirst. In Greek, hunger is piano. I'm doing a lot of Greek today. And thirst is dipsal. But what Jesus was referring to here was to the people he was speaking. They didn't have social media. They didn't have all these jobs of going to office. This was not the world as of today. They didn't have to think of interest rates and stuff like that. Fundamental to them, to the ancient people, to eat, what to eat and what to drink, drove their daily activities. That was the essence of their daily activities. I remember looking at some geographic people about people in the Eskimos and in the cold places, and how when they kill their buffalo, reindeer, whatever it is, they had ways of preserving the meat for many months so they could keep on eating it, because they had to think of what to eat and what to drink. And most people, most communities had wells. If they didn't have well, they would have a river nearby where they could get water from. What to eat, what to drink is core. It's a cornerstone of our existence. These were number one items to people of the times of Jesus. They were number one items for them to do daily. So to hunger and to thirst, the way they understood it, or the way Jesus was conveying it, this is the number one thing, that you hunger and you thirst, because this is what you do. This is what it is so core to your day-to-day existence. To hunger and to thirst implies continuous, active objective to find something to eat and something to drink. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. So let's look at what Jesus also said about righteousness, being right with God. Matthew 6, verse 33. This is a popular verse of scripture. Matthew 6, 33. Seek first. Not second. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Therefore, it seems to me that we are to hunger and thirst to be right with God primarily. First, we are to hunger and thirst to be right with God. To be right with God, we must remember, we must remind ourselves of who God is and what he requires of us. Who is he? He is our creator. He created us. So to know righteousness, we should know who God is and our relationship to God. He created us. Not only did he create us, when we went about our own ways, he redeemed us, because he left us to do what he told us to do. But disobedience in Adam and Eve, or what it led to, disobedience. And God, in his mercy, because he is God, because he created us, he redeemed us from that sinful nature that Satan had thrown into us. God redeemed us. He redeemed us by sending Jesus Christ to die for us, to offer the life of his son, which is like a second Adam. That is who God is. He created us. He created us to have dominion. And when we could not handle it, he redeemed us into Christ so that in Christ Jesus we'll be able to handle the righteousness. He commanded us what to do, how to be right with him. He pointed, this is how to be right with me. That is how we walk into righteousness, being right with God. To be right with God, we must be obedient to him. Obedience. John 14:15. John 14:15. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him or her. And her. This is because we are so conscious of, I don't know, of whatever it is we are so conscious of now. So many, every time it's he. I know that it's not just man, it's man and woman. But then in those days, they understood it different. But when scripture is talking about he, scripture doesn't just mean the man, but that is the language of that time. So whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he or she, it is who loves me. And he and she who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and her and manifest myself to him and her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We must be obedient to him. We have another essential God's commandment. We're looking at knowing God's righteousness, what God expects of us, so that we can be right with him. So we know from here that he wants us to be obedient to him, to obey his commandments. What are his commandments? Many. But God in his wisdom, the Lord Jesus Christ in his wisdom, made it concise for us. In Matthew 25, because he is the beginning and the end, in Matthew 25, this is what Jesus said. The smart people of those days tried to trap him, but because it's beyond their wisdom. Matthew 25, verse 35. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. How can you test your creator? But knowledge is very interesting. This lawyer asked him a question to test him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. So now we know the commandments of God. They are in these two commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And later Jesus said to his disciples, that's us believers. He said, this one more commandment I give to you, love ye one another. Righteousness. Being right with God. Being right with God. It's not just about personal holiness. It also includes social justice. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Now to we believers, Jesus added, love ye one another. So now we know how to be right with God is by obeying him, to love him and to obey him. And if we love him, we must obey him. You can't say you love him and not obey him. If you love him and you're not obeying him, seek forgiveness. And he will enable you. Because through Christ in us, we can do all things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'd like to add this scripture also because it helps us to understand. in terms of social justice. Micah 6, verse 8. Micah 6, verse 8. Micah is, of course, those of you who know, is one of the prophets in the Old Testament. Chapter 6, verse 8. He, that's who God, he has told you, O man, that is you and I, man, he has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we have righteousness. We have the requirements for being right with God. To do justice. To love kindness. And to walk humbly with your God. Walk with God. Walk humbly with God. We know that we have to hunger and test after this. This is what we have to hunger and test after. This is what we have to have, that craving, that desire to meet. This is what we set about to achieve and to attain first, primarily, before any other. Otherwise, we will die of hunger and thirst. You know, people who go after hunger and thirst, if they don't find something to eat or drink, they will die of it. So they have to go after it. You and I, likewise, we have to go after this. We have to go after this righteousness. The good thing is Jesus said to us, if you seek righteousness, we will find it. You say to me, where is that in Scripture? Luke 11. Luke 11, 9. Luke 11, 9. And I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receive. And the one who seeks, find. And the one who knocks, and to the one who knocks, it will be opened. There you have it. There you have it. Seek righteousness, you will find it. Now you know righteousness. Now you know what it is. Now you have the word of how to hunger and thirst for it, how to seek it. And you have the assurance that if you seek it, you will find it. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Better than all this is the promise that is in our scripture. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Hallelujah. All the things will be given in addition. All the things will be given in addition. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. That's the promise. And we will be satisfied. Amen?
Amen.
You'll be satisfied. You'll be made whole. You will lack nothing because you'll be satisfied. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We praise God. May the word we've shared through God today take us to a new level of relationship with him. Bring fresh, higher anointing to us in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen.